Welcome to this amazing, mind-blowing podcast.
We've got the Days in the booth with us right now to have a good chat. Yo!
Introduce yourselves, the Days. Starting off with Sam.
I'm Sam.
Yeah.
I am Ollie.
Mi nombre es Alex.
How are we going today?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
I'm feeling great today, actually.
You've ran from work, Alex?
Oh, yeah, I've escaped work.
Nice.
They don't currently know. Suited up in the booth?
Looking very professional. I look like a bit of a dork walking around campus in a suit, but it's right.
Well, you're here for a purpose, you know.
Exactly.
And the purpose is to present yourself in a manner that the Days should be presented.
Yeah, I feel like...
Of the utmost importance.
Just every member of the band looking completely different.
Yeah, it's great. I'm loving it. No cohesive vibe. No...
Got the Veer looking like a breather with his jorts. Me in a suit. Ollie, we don't know.
Thanks.
He's got the active wear on. And,
what?
And then Sam.
Sam just got his classic jeans on.
Sam just got the Sam jeans on.
And sunglasses indoors.
Yeah.
Half of the course.
Anyways.
You got a gig on Saturday.
Yeah.
At Uba.
What are the details about the gig?
With Caribou.
Who's Caribou? I don't know who Caribou is. They sound pretty cool.
We've played a couple gigs with Caribou.
Yeah.
Local hotshots.
They've been alright, I guess.
Yeah.
Pretty good. We brought them back a second time, so they mustn't have been that bad.
Exactly. But no, exciting. That's at U Bar on the Saturday.
Yep. That's the one.
And then you've got another gig in Christchurch the week after.
At Dark Room.
That'll be super cool. I'm going with Monotones and Third Junction for that one.
They're good bands.
Sorry, I don't know if you can hear me. That might have been totally silent. But we're playing with Monotones and Third Junction for that one. We've played with Third Junction before. They were super cool, and Monotones we've been pining for.
They're great bands.
Are you driving up to Christchurch?
I think so.
Yep. the band budget doesn't allow for flights.
It's a big drive. Have you got go-to road trip snack?
Subway, wasn't it last time? Bit boring.
Yeah, but that wasn't the go-to. That was just because it was there.
Did you visit the salmon on the way? Or the trout? There's that big, huge trout.
Oh, the rakaia.
You can't go past it, can you?
No, you
Well,
can't.
We didn't stop. It's just a fish, right? You know, we've all been to Gore, right?
Yeah.
We've seen fish.
Fish are around.
Does Radio 1 have a go-to road trip snack?
I am a fiend for a sweet chili chip. Like,
any specific type? Are you, you know, crinkle cut?
Like the... I don't know what the brand is, but like the extra crunchy crinkle cut ones.
Oh, nice.
And they're like, they look like they're going to kill you low key on the packet, but like, they're really good.
Well, they might, you know.
They might. Slowly, they might be.
Jumps get a wee bit by the colour change.
Yeah, they've got... Have you seen they've got these new... They're double XL sized chips, so they're basically the size of your palm.
Wow.
No way.
Yeah, it's pretty... We had them on our trip to Bluff, me and Sam's trip to Bluff. Yeah. But I'd say my go-to trip snack is just a pie, a gas station pie, or bakery pie, any pie I can get my hands on.
The last time we went to Christchurch, I don't think Sam and I ate in the car at all.
No, I...
I think I brought a pack of... Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah,
I put them in the glove box and we never opened the glove box.
I discovered them a few months later and I ate them over the summer.
Oh, cut it out.
Were they melted or just still?
Oh, no. Yeah.
They've got enough chemicals in
them. Yeah, I think well preserved enough.
I think
Doris is a great idea for next time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Much like real kids, you can leave them in a hot car.
This next trip though, Maddie, you've put me onto the chocolate pretzels.
$20
worth of chocolate pretzels will get me to Christchurch and back.
Yo,
hell yeah,
for sure. That's like gonna be 3 bags of chocolate pretzels. Probably not actually. They're quite expensive.
Just one really full.
One really full bag.
Have you guys got any releases planned? Anything in the horizon to promote?
Oh yeah. Why are you?
Nah, man, you'll just have to wait. In terms of releasing new music, we're on a bit of a sabbatical, somewhat budget constrained as you are these days.
Financially tight
here now.
So no, just come and see us in person to hear all the new tunes. Yeah. You know,
and you can record it on your voice memos.
Exactly.
And then
we could
basically have.
Well, think about opening a SoundCloud. All the voice memos, notes, and stuff.
Yeah,
could be keen.
Yeah, we've done one with Caribou. We've just got like a bunch of old
posts
first year on there as well. Yeah.
Damn.
SoundCloud is a strategy if you just want to get it out there.
Yeah. We definitely got some stuff up our sleeves.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But.
So if there's anybody listening that wants to fund us, that'd be great.
Yeah.
You can maybe
put us on to some moolah.
Yeah. We are in search of a sugar daddy.
You can fund the days by going to their gig this Saturday.
Yeah, 10 bucks a ticket, man.
Hey boys, I haven't let you know this, but I've just done a 57-hour week as the only non-student in the band. I think I might be able to put something for.
Oh, God. Yeah.
More than $20 of chocolate pretzels. Yeah. Fair's going to fund the album.
Oh, yeah.
Or just get a lifetime supply of chocolate pretzels. One of the old.
Could take out a loan.
I know what I'd choose.
You can maybe invest in some crypto.
Oh, I could do.
You could do some. How's your investing?
Well, yeah, we're actually thinking about starting up Days Coin.
We're gonna.
Yeah, it's an excellent investment opportunity. I think everyone should get on it. Yeah. We're definitely not going to rug pull it because we're not those kind of guys.
No, nothing
like that. Huck tour.
No, we're not that low.
No, you do feel very professional promoting Days Coin.
Of course. As the resident finance student of the day,
one of the finance bros.
Correct. New episode dropped today, by the
new
way.
New episode dropped.
I don't know if that's allowed. Am I allowed to plug it on?
Yes,
here?
You can plug whatever. Really, can't
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. The podcast.
Yeah.
It's cool. It's my little side project.
Yeah.
So if you're around on Saturday, we will be also around U Bar.
Yeah.
$10 door sales as well. So yeah.
Yippee.
We'll be playing. I think it's our second gig of the year, so we're excited to get back into it, have a bit of fun. We'd love to see you come along, have some fun too.
Yeah.
Achtung will be starting the night off.
Achtung.
Followed by Caribou.
Nice.
I think they started off with the idea of them being called Haktung, and they were like, that's not how it works. And they just said, okay, what sounds like that?
Yeah.
Achtung.
Achtung.
It's a great name.
It is a great
name.
It means warning.
Does it?
Does it?
Yes.
Yeah, it means attention. Warning. Yeah. Or attention.
Deutsch.
Yeah, warning, attention, yeah.
Certainly
the vibe
they give off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then on D_train, the famous CSGO map is Achtung Science. That's how I know it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, it's your second gig of the year. You've played lots of gigs. Have you had a favourite gig?
I have a favourite gig.
I think there'll all be different favourites for different reasons.
True.
What was your favourite set?
I mean, I loved playing at the Crown last year. I think that was just
I think that's me as well. That was the first gig my parents got to see.
Was that Pretty Girl? Was that Pretty Girls Break Hearts that released?
And the single release tour.
Yes.
I think the energy that we all had that night.
Yeah, that was a great
just,
gig.
Just played their fucking hearts out, really.
Yo.
Yes. Everyone did. Yes. Really, it was one of those gigs where you're just kind of sitting there the whole time. In a state of blissful enrapture.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, and once again, Caribou played that one.
Yeah.
If we have a lucky charm, it's just...
It was our last gig of the year, and I was like, this has got to be good.
No doubt.
They really delivered. There was a French guy there called Louis.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember that guy?
I remember Louis.
Acting by the drum kit.
He was so funny.
Yeah. Was he the guy that just fed me a pint after our last
one? He was just like...
Holy.
He was the most stereotypical French man you can imagine, and all he talked about was gear. And it was just so silly. It was like, I can't believe I'm meeting this guy. And he was there with a English exchange student. They were both exchange students.
Yeah.
And he was also the most stereotypical Englishman you can ever imagine. And it was just like, this is like, I never imagined this. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fun.
No. Anyway, sorry, tangent, but that was
Alex
a great gig.
What are your favourite gigs?
Yeah.
I think The Crown is well up there, but I've got to say... I do like a good U-Bar gig.
Yeah.
We played Pearl Diver with Leo Lilly.
How was Pearl Diver?
That was sick. I was a bit worried because, behind a drum kit most of the time and we were backed into a corner. It's made out of bricks.
Yeah.
It was
a great setup now, though.
Great setup.
They had for Guitar Wolf.
Yeah, I was scared I was going to go deaf, but it was absolutely amazing. All the bands on, I think. I mean, me personally, I think they killed it.
Well, I think they were pretty good, eh? Yeah. Not biased.
No, super cool. With us, Leo Lilly and...
JR
and the Cigarettes.
Yeah, I heard the bassist of Leo, though. It's pretty cool, eh?
I think you're the only person that thinks that.
I have to say Pearl Diver too. Again, a bit biased because I played twice, but I was very pissed for the Leo part of the gig, but I still pulled through. I was just enough to where I was able to, coherently play the bass, but I was also having a great time at the same time, so... Mm. It was kind of on. Yeah.
That's a good vibe. It's a good vibe.
Queenstown was cool as well. We haven't played there, but I played with Leo and it was a good time.
Queenstown is fun, eh?
We had this one song and Leo's guitar was out of tune, so I was like trying not to have a laughing fit. He was playing the complete wrong notes.
Oh,
the rest of us were fine, but it was like the perfect no distance. It was hilarious. Oh, we were all just like cracking up.
Speaking of out of tune, I think all listeners of the days, we're very pleased to hear that I've now got a tuning pedal for my bass.
Yes.
It's a big achievement. Yep. I will no longer be playing out of tune, which is just wicked.
Proud of you, man.
Never going to be sharp again. Please don't.
Yeah, kind of losing a bit of edge there, bit of character, one may say.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think being out of tune is actually just completely harmful.
It's a personality trait at this point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. You just can't make fun of me anymore.
Do it again.
True, that's a threat.
Yes, live on air, threat.
Live threat to Veer. I know where he lives, so.
Yeah. Wait, do you guys live together?
Funny.
Crazy. I mean, yeah.
Anyways.
You're working on new things. They're all under wraps. You're not telling us anything.
No.
Kind of rude.
Yeah, because you don't want anyone stealing it, you know?
Another repeat of... What's the songs that are... Italia is our song, your guys' song...
Wasted.
You've got the Kick song,
if you want me to stay, and then and up the front trips. By the Trips.
Yeah.
All the exact same riff.
Okay, which one of you guys all met with one member of each band and then figure that one out? Please...
I mean, did you come up with the riff for your one?
Yeah,
that's me for the other one. Yeah.
Oh, right, we got the two.
So now we've got a boxing match in the studio. Yeah. Or maybe we can settle it in a freestyle.
Right now, just a boxing match, but it's all audio.
UFC gig hybrid, you know, we're going to have.
Oh, yeah. It's like, what did they do? They did it with Pokemon, was it? Pokeboxing. It was an event in America run by Jenna Streamer Ludwig.
Yeah,
he ran an event where it was one round of boxing, like a 50-minute round of boxing, and then a round of Pokemon. Oh, no, it was Mario Kart. It was a round of Mario Kart, and then a straight back into boxing, then another round of Mario Kart, then straight back into boxing, and then a final round of Mario Kart.
I have seen that with chess boxing.
Chess boxing, that's another one, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite the encyclopedia of random knowledge, Mario.
We could do a minute jam. And then a minute boxing, and then whoever can still play the riff.
I don't know. I think you've got a better chance now, Veer, that you've got a tuning pedal.
That is true. Yeah. That is very true.
Mm. Yeah, because if you didn't have it, then I'd probably hit you before we get in the boxing match.
Yeah.
Maybe. Anyway.
Anyways, excited for this gig on Saturday, guys.
Yeah.
It'll go great. Everyone should get down there.
Yeah.
If you're not here for the days, at least be here for Veer. Yeah. I love that quote. I say that in my head all the time.
Nice.
I run it through. But no, come along.
Come along. Tickets It'll from under the radar. Good time.
The usual spots.
And they should be in the link on our social bios as well if you do lean that way.
And while you're there, chuck us a follow.
Subtle
plug.
Yeah.
We should be up to a whole heap of fun stuff this year.
Yeah. Very nice.
And I wouldn't want to miss out on that.
No,
who would?
Yeah.
Just missing out.
Well, yeah. Thanks for coming in for a chat.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Wasted by the Days coming up next.
Oh, fuck.
Evacuate the studio.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been a pleasure playing Saturday at U-Bar. Get in on it. This is the Days. Woo!
All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.